Under Louisiana's new coastal master plan, more than 2,400 homes may be bought out by the state. That's because officials no longer believe these properties can be protected from catastrophic storms and flooding. Louisiana has released preliminary maps that show where voluntary home buyouts might be offered. More than a third of them are on the North Shore. This is a lot for people to get their heads around. Buyouts usually happen after the storm, but these buyouts aim to prevent future damage. WWNO's Coastal Desk decided to speak with someone who might be facing this choice, as well as someone who's already made it. So Ryan Kyloth got on the phone with Anthony Caronier. His home is in a buyout-eligible area near Slidell. We had him talk to Frank Mazinski of Staten Island, New York. Frank took a home buyout after Hurricane Sandy. Now, the two men sound a bit alike, which is fitting, since they have similar stories, too.
Frank, you grew up on Staten Island, spent your whole life there, born there, 40-something years or more. Tell us what happened.
I grew up here, and during Sandy, the house was inundated with 8 feet of water, and we lost everything that we owned. By the next morning, you know, we had nothing left. Our home, vehicle, clothes, you know, everything was gone. Initially, the city, New York City themselves, had said they were going to help rebuild. And nothing that they spoke about ever came to fruition. So when we heard there was a possibility of the state buying us out, the overwhelming consensus was, yes, you know, we would like the state to purchase this land.
Anthony, that probably sounds pretty familiar to you, I imagine. I mean, you live here in
Louisiana. Well, after Katrina, we lost everything, and the state came up with this road home. They'll buy your property out at a lesser amount than what it's valued at, but if you stay and rebuild, they'll give you the full amount with the understanding that we would get protection and get help. So we built this home here with the understanding that we was going to get some protection. We got nothing. So, yeah, I can understand where it's coming from. The state basically told us to stay, and it would help us out and do all this protection, and nothing was ever done. So please, could y'all follow up
the news people, and make sure that
this doesn't go to the wayside? Because I have 5 children and a granddaughter and a wife, and I don't expect to live forever, but this is their equity. This is going to be left. This is what my plan is, to leave it for them. But, man, the flood's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I'm ready, man. I should have left after Katrina, but my wife said, no, let's just build a house. It's just a matter. I'm tired. I'm ready to go. The school buses can't turn around on certain days. You know, I had to track my kids through water. I mean, the National Guards can't even get back to us. The water gets so high. The fire department can't get back there. You know, you're trapped in your house because there's only one way and one way in and out.
Yeah.
My tractor, my boats, my four-wheelers, my zero-turn lawnmower. Every spring, I got to start sweating. What am I going to do with my tools? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm giving up. I'm 51 years old. I don't care anymore, and I shouldn't feel that way.
Now,
this is not right. This is not fair.
Anthony, correct me if I'm wrong, but, I mean, it sounds like, you know, if there was an offer on the table today, I know the state hasn't gotten a specific yet.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
This is horrible, sir. We're in the bullseye. Something needs to be done today. Today, please understand me. This is a cry out for help from anyone and everyone in America listening. Mr. Anthony Caronier is begging the state of Louisiana and the United States government to come in and buy me out and please move my family out of harm's way. Please understand my cry. I'm ready to go. I'm begging for help. I'm not asking for help. I'm begging for help.
Frank, you know, I know that in your old neighborhood on Staten Island, you know, I believe there was a real sort of ground-up, bottom-up grassroots effort where you guys banded together and went to the state as a community. Do you have any advice for Anthony, you know, along those lines?
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say is what we did is we took a little tent and put it out on a street corner, and we put signs up, and I made signs every week to the governor. Governor, please buy us out. Please help us. And it was a place for people to sign up and say, we want to go. And when they started seeing the reaction of all these people that wanted to go, it worked.
I will be active in my community. I will try to get them together. I will try to get a tent set up. I will try to contact the governor. I'm very good on talking on the phone, but getting in the public's eye, I'm kind of get confused and tongue-tied and caught up in things when I try to speak
listen,
in the audience.
You do it just like you're talking to me on the phone and talking to the radio. Believe me, get out there and let your representative see that you need the help. You're willing to go. Trust me, the money's there. Tell them that you guys want it. Get some unity.
That's what I'm doing. You know, we don't know what we up again moving. You know, you got to go find a place to live. I've been in the same place for 30 years. You know, I got to go do all this house shopping. I've never done in my life. I got to make sure, you know, my wife's happy, with the kids is happy, the school systems, the community. This is a whole new ballpark for me. I don't know where to begin.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue, but I guess it's the first start.
Yeah, you're taking the first step because you got to get that help to get out of that dangerous situation.
You know, I was in New York during Hurricane Sandy. I can't believe it's going to be this year. It'll be 5 years.
That was horrible.
Frank, how's everybody doing now, 5 years later, you know, from your old community, your old neighborhood?
I got to tell you, I don't think well. You know, it sounds like a very similar type community, very generational, people living there a long time. So it's hard to pick up and move from an area, you know, where you've been. And it's the harder part is, you know, even the people that did take that buyout, just trying to get their lives back on track has been very tough. And it seems like we just have people that are continually getting sick or, you know, we've lost since the storm. We've lost so many people that it's just a community that's destroyed.
It's sad. It's sad. You go to Walmart or your community store, you don't see the people you've been seeing for the last 20 years.
Correct.
You go around town, it's a totally change of, it just, your whole, when they say your world's turned upside down, it's true. How is it for you since you moved? How do you find the adapt? I mean, how do you like it?
It's very difficult, and if we had the chance, my wife would probably make me move back there, even though the house is already gone. Just because you're so used to it, because we lived there so long. But you know what? We did move out of the flood zone, and when it rains now or when there's a nor'easter coming, to not have to worry is priceless.
Sir, I appreciate your knowledge, and I want to thank both of you today.
Guys, it's really an honor to have you guys come on, share your experience with each other and with all of our listeners. I think it's a very important conversation that more and more parts of the country are going to be having more and more over the coming years. And I really appreciate your time and energy coming on the air today and talking about this.
No, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Just, you know, keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Good luck. God bless everybody down there. Yeah, God bless you guys, too. And thank you all. Once again, thanks a million, you guys.
That was WWNO's Ryan Kylott speaking with Frank Mazinski of Staten Island and Anthony Caronier of Slidell. WWNO's Coastal Desk is supported by the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Kwapu Foundation, and the Walton Family Foundation.